Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Hantoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, a show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for yourself, your family, and your friends regarding their health and your health and making everybody healthy. And health is our most important asset, and our ability to exercise the right to be healthy is becoming more and more difficult. And so I come here each week to give you some information that will hopefully be applied in your life and allow you to improve your health outcomes. And if you have questions, I'll ask you to go to our main website, which is thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com, and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support your health when your health matters. And if we do not answer your questions fully on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. And my email is docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And it certainly would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. And so to get into the show, we have to introduce my cohort. He's in studio here with me this morning, as always. His name is Mark Sabin, and we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you, Dr. Rick. It's a pleasure to be here to talk about a topic that is really in the front of a lot of people's mind these days, and certainly you see it quite a bit on the news, and that is this issue that we've been having over the last 40 years, which is a war on drugs. And it seems to me that this is just another war we're not winning. And the question is it even winnable?
Well, the challenge that we have is it's not going to be winnable as long as the standard of care in our healthcare system is recommending drugs, whether they're pharmaceutical drugs. We've had some recreational drugs that are now becoming legal in the form of marijuana. And, you know, when you understand the foundation for why drugs are recommended, it's more about profits than it is about people's welfare. And that's not to say that there aren't drugs that have dramatically changed people's lives and increased their longevity and improved the quality of their life. But we're sending mixed messages when we teach children to just say no to drugs. And then as an adult, you primarily go say yes to drugs as often as you can. It's, you know, it just seems a little bit ridiculous. And so we have to, you know, change what we're doing.
Well, you know, the thing is, and you've mentioned this before, is that drugs are good for business and war is good for business. So if both of those things are profitable, it's going to be a difficult thing to make a shift, I think.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. We have to reevaluate our priorities, reevaluate our morals and our ethics, and we have to do things very transparently, because if we're doing things, we're giving the public persona one perspective when behind the scenes we're actually motivated by something else, then that just creates problems. And that's probably one of the reasons why in the United States, we as a country, we rank 59th in the world as far as our health goes, meaning there's 58 other countries whose people live longer, have better quality of life, and have better health than we do here in the U.S.
And yet we spend more money than any other culture in the world.
More money, we have more technology, we have more access, we have more medications. We basically consume, as 4.5% of the world's population, we consume greater than 91% of the world's medication. And so it's just a question of what's the motivation, and the motivation is always profits. And it's, you know,
there's got to be a better way to deal with this. I mean,
absolutely. We got to teach people how to be healthy, how to have high self-esteem, avoid antibiotics, and if we could do just those three things,
yeah,
I think that would be a great place to start.
Well, you know, it's unusual because that's not the place that you hear to start. I mean, what you typically hear is just, as you said, just say no to drugs, and we make the scourge of the whole thing. I mean, way back when the problem seemed to be with a disenfranchised sector of the population that got into this illegal drug trade, and the talk was always about, you know, gateway drugs like cigarettes and marijuana, but now the gateway seems to be prescription drugs. What's happening with this?
Well, too many prescriptions are being written, and the mentality that a person cannot help themselves without being medicated has become the dominant thought when, quote, helping somebody. And this needs to change. And as long as the educational mentality in these schools is about writing as many prescriptions as possible, and doctors get, you know, bonused, if you will, for writing certain prescriptions, certainly in the cancer industry, doctors get kickbacks for prescribing certain treatments. And, you know, as long as there's a monetary reward for making a recommendation, then it's not morally or ethically sound, because now a person's influenced by what their needs are versus what their patients'
but
needs are.
But there seem to be two factors going on. One is that, you know, the patients, they're looking for a solution. The doctors are limited in the amount of time that they have to spend with patients now by rulings of particularly the insurance industry. And the other thing is that, you know, the doctors are looking to try to help people, and they need to make money.
Well, absolutely. It is such a moneymaker. Real solutions are not being given the opportunity to help. And again, I'm going to say this a lot probably today. Profits over people is the business of the day. And until we change that business mentality, it isn't about profits. It's about doing the morally ethical thing that is right for everybody, not just the haves versus the have-nots. And it just continues to drive a wedge and fractions the esteem of our country and the haves versus the have-nots.
And I think one of the things that we talk about quite frequently on the show, and that is really at the heart of what you do, is that we, as in the typical medical world, we're dealing with problems when they're fully manifested. And we're not doing enough to prevent the problem. So if you're in a situation where you have some kind of potentially terminal illness, and there are drugs that can help save your life, that's obviously a solution that you're going to look for. But there's a whole world of healthcare that could happen before you ever got to that stage.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Unfortunately, health insurance doesn't kick in until you have a full-blown diseased process that can be verified and validated by some objective testing. And so your insurance, for those who don't understand the health insurance industry, your insurance kicks in only after you have full-blown disease. Anything less than full-blown disease, your insurance doesn't cover. And so there's no incentive for people to prevent full-blown disease because they figure they're already covered. If I get a full-blown disease, it's all right. My insurance will pay for it. But at the end of the day, it's like, are you really willing to live your life in such a way that you're going to create full-blown disease for yourself? Or are you going to do something in terms of what this show all stands about, which is being proactive and taking control and having the understanding of how not to end up in a sickness problem?
And it's so interesting that that culturally we've been sort of programmed to believe what you just said, which is that you wait until you have a full-blown disease, because at that point you have insurance that's going to cover the expenses, but you're not dealing with the fact that the other expense is your health. It's not just the money.
Right. But the thing that's also misunderstood is the fact that insurance isn't going to pay for you to be healthy. Insurance is going to pay to treat you
when you're sick.
So the monetary incentive is to continuously treat you, not fix you, not cure you. Cure is a four-letter word that you can't use in healthcare, because if you start to claim that you can cure something, the FDA, the EPA, the government regulatory bodies, the state boards, they're going to come in, they're going to investigate you in every way, shape, or form, and they're going to shut you down because you're not allowed to cure anybody, because then that upsets the whole apple cart related to treatment. Healthcare is about treatment, is about repetitive treatment, and anybody over the age of 65 in this country appreciates the fact that your new full-time job, once you've retired, is going to the doctor and going from visit to visit, specialist to specialist, test to test, go get results and go figure out how they're going to treat you. And it's all about treatment. It's not about helping people.
Well, you got to get healthy before you get to that retirement place where you've got these full-blown diseases.
Right. My hope is that people will be proactive. They will listen to the helpers that we have within this show. They'll consider things from a different perspective. They'll become more proactive. They'll learn what they need to do to help themselves, and they won't ever end up needing to have a full-blown disease and use their health insurance.
Well, what about somebody that, say, has a full-blown disease? Can the type of treatment that the people who are part of our alternative healthcare network, can they help?
Oh, absolutely. Here's the thing. As long as a patient has a desire to get well and they truly focus on getting well, the guidance that a practitioner offers and the treatments that the practitioner offers, they're there to facilitate the process. If the person is serious about getting well, they can definitely get well. And the challenge is that most people are looking for the quick fix, and the whole pharmaceutical industry, the over-the-counter drugs, et cetera, they offer, quote, quick fixes that aren't really fixes. They're just kind of kicking the problem down the road. And as a result of kicking it down the road, things get bigger. And so anybody who has a true desire to get well can get better from where they are. It just becomes a question of how motivated are they, how long are they willing to focus, and how long are they willing to stay the course.
This is really, really fascinating stuff. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about what we were talking about at the beginning, which is the war on drugs.
Absolutely. But please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsors. You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Dr. Richard Huntoon, your host of When Your Health Matters radio show. I want to appeal to you listening about your health. With all the health concerns, the obesity, the diabetes, the high blood pressure, and the high cholesterol that so many have, it would be important for you listening to consider the doctor-supervised detoxification program. This detox program is designed to work with your body's natural rhythms to help your body cleanse itself completely, and it's properly supervised by me myself. So if you have any health concerns, arthritis, allergies, fibromyalgia, or chronic fatigue syndrome, please strongly consider calling 845-561-BACK or 561-2225 and tell us you'd like to take advantage of the doctor supervised detox program. Don't continue to suffer. Please call me and let's work together to restore your health by doing the doctor supervised detox program. That's 561-BACK or 561-2225. I look forward to helping you.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today, Mark Sabin and I are talking about, what'd you call it, the war on drugs?
The war on drugs. And since we're talking about the war on drugs, a lot of the war on drugs has to do with what we consider to be illegal drugs. And one of the things that I find interesting is that when you look at other indigenous cultures around the world, most have some sort of mood or mind-altering substance as part of their society, and many cultures have used things like psychoactive drugs as part of their spiritual pursuits. And by painting all drugs with one broad brush, don't you miss out on some of the beneficial ways that, these substances can be used?
Well, realistically, Mark, that's a difficult question to answer. How do you help someone understand that they may be opening a part of their brain and awareness that they have no idea how to deal with and will never be able to close that door once it's opened? Do you encourage that or do you restrict that? And what are the consequences of that? And, you know, if you have a rational thinking person, and who's to define who the rational thinking person is, and they want to go experience that or they want to go experiment with that, okay, well, do you let them go out into the woods and you monitor them periodically just to make sure that they haven't off themselves in some way, shape, or form? Or do you allow it to happen under, you know, sterilized conditions where, you know, everything can be watched and then you interview the person afterwards? I don't know what the right answer is. My thought is that there are ways through meditation, which I'm sure you're aware of because of the practices that you do. There are ways through meditation where you can activate those parts of your awareness and your experience and access those parts of your brain without the use of some sort of stimulant or drug of sorts. And you can get to the same state. Okay. The drug is a taxi cab, if you will. But at the end of the day, if you're taking some sort of chemical into your body with no understanding as to how it's going to affect you and what the effects of that are going to be long term, you're definitely treading on a slippery slope at that point.
Well, I guess that's part of why the question, because in these other cultures that have used this stuff, I mean, we certainly have seen in the West the use of alcohol has been pervasive for a millennium. And if you look at some of the native indigenous people from the Americas, they were using things like peyote and things of that nature. And now as science is moving more into this, they're beginning to do research into things like what are some of the health benefits of some of these substances. Particularly, there's a lot of research going on in the field of marijuana where they're using it to treat pain and different conditions. But all these things were in a context of a culture that was supporting the people's journey. And what we seem to be doing is we have isolated things off where their prescription medication on the one hand is about treating illnesses and killing disease. And on the other hand, we have this illegal drugs, which we have basically are forbidden and we don't want to talk about. And we have this sort of black and white relationship to it. When really the human dynamic, even as you're saying in your answer, is much more complex, and we don't know how to deal with these things.
Right. At the end of the day, it goes back to what I said in the first section, which is profits over people. If they can figure out how to profit off of a drug, okay, then they're going to promote that drug. And if they can make it in a chemistry lab where it's, you know, all the properties of it are as understood as can possibly be versus things that grow out in somebody's backyard, okay, we will make the pharmaceutical grade prescription man-made chemical isolate drugs legal under prescription versus the ones that you can go grow in your backyard. We got to make those illegal because we're not regulating that. We don't have the ability to make profit off it. And isn't it ironic that here we are in 2016 and in most states, medical marijuana is now legal. And us growing up as kids, you know, it was stuff that you didn't even consider doing because that would put you on the wrong side of the tracks and people would look at you a certain way. And it wasn't something that, you know, you wanted to embrace openly because of the stigma that went along with it.
And some of the most harmful drugs that we know now, tobacco being one of them and alcohol being the other. I mean, there's so much grief that is caused in people's lives through the abuse of those two drugs.
And there's one drug that gets abused that causes over 2,000 deaths per year in this country that nobody even knows about.
And what drug is that?
Aspirin.
Aspirin?
Aspirin kills 2,000 people a year in this country.
And that's the drug we use every day for a headache.
That's the one we use every day to thin our blood because of heart attacks or to give us headache relief or whatever. And at the end of the day, if we were to discover aspirin today, which is the chemical equivalent to white willow bark minus a thing called a methyl group, if we were to discover the chemical formula for aspirin today, it would only be available by prescription.
Mm-hmm.
It's not available by prescription. You can go buy it over the counter, and it's like, okay, so appreciating the fact that 2,000 people a year die from taking aspirin, basically a medically induced hemophilia, you know, we have to ask, what is it that we're doing?
We really, I mean, it's so curious that, you know, when you bring that point up, that there's so little real understanding of the consequences of drugs, whether they're prescription drugs, over-the-counter drugs, or illegal drugs. And one of the things that's really happening in terms of the people whose lives are really being wrecked in these modern times is that people are being prescribed these opiate painkillers, and then which are highly expensive, and then they end up not having any way to get off of them, so they end up finding their way into the illegal drug trade and using heroin and other kinds of illegal opiates.
Right, because the cost effectiveness of these opioids is not cost effective. So if a person doesn't have good coverage where they can get another prescription, then they're, because they're already addicted to it, now they have to go on the street to find it. And then you're opening up a door that you don't necessarily know that you want to go in that room.
Yeah, it's wrecking a lot of lives.
So what's interesting, again, as it goes back to, as long as these drugs can be regulated in some way, shape, or form, even though they're not being regulated, they're being found in farm parties where teenagers are taking their pharmaceuticals from their parents or their grandparents, and they're just dumping them in a bowl and seeing what happens kind of stuff. As long as that stuff has the ability to go on, the concern for the people and the concern for doing the right thing doesn't seem to be the focus. It's, again, it's more about profits.
Mm-hmm. And one of the problems, of course, is that with any form of addiction, you're really talking about a lifelong journey. I mean, is an addict ever cured?
Well, that's a great question, depending upon which school of thought. I mean, the 12-step program is a very valuable program to get somebody out of crisis, but in that 12-step program, one of the founding tenets is the fact that you have to acknowledge that you're powerless over your addiction.
Sure.
And by acknowledging that you're powerless over your addiction, that's actually going to keep you the effect of your condition rather than allowing you to overcome your addiction. And so people who foster that relationship, it's saved lots of lives. It's saved lots of families. It's a very, very valuable tool. But when you get through the 12th step, okay, now you should start to take your responsibility back. Now you should start to build a life where you're responsible, and you should acknowledge the fact that, you know what, I'm going to stay away from this because it's not good for me, but I'm choosing to do that, and I'm making that a conscious choice as opposed to it saying that you know, that thing right there is got control over me, therefore I have to always battle with
it. It's an important point, and one of the things that happens with people through those programs, and I've certainly seen it here where we live in the Hudson Valley with these young people who have gone into rehab 8 or 9 times and sometimes end up with tragic consequences because it's just so difficult not to relapse.
Right. And it has to do with you got to change a person's awareness. You got to change the way that they think. You got to boost their self-esteem, and you got to give them the confidence that they need that they don't have to revert to that. And when life gets stressful, they have tools in which to handle that stress so that they're not reverting back to their old ways that got them into the problem to begin with.
Such an important conversation. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the Alternative Healthcare Network. When we get back, I want to finish this show out with some more questions about the war on drugs.
Absolutely. But please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with a Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. And much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And my cohort, Mark Sabin, and I have been talking about the war on drugs.
Well, you know, when we talk about the war on drugs, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about is, you know, your approach to healthcare is completely different. And it seems to me that a war is completely the wrong way to deal with drugs. There has to be a positive way to approach this. So, as an alternative healthcare practitioner, what do you do when somebody comes into your office that is facing these kind of issues?
Well, one of the things that we talk about is ideally we figure out what's really going on with them, okay? Medications are used to mask symptoms, and symptoms are your body's way of telling you that there's some level of imbalance that it can't handle on its own, and it finally produces a symptom in an effort to get you to change your behavior. And so if you're masking those symptoms with medication, you're not addressing the underlying problem. So when I interview a patient, when I do a consultation with a patient, and when we do an examination with a patient, we're looking at the body from a holistic perspective. We're looking at emotions, we're looking at toxicity, we're looking at nutrition, we're looking at homeopathy, we're looking at allergies, we're looking at potential need for detoxification, we're looking at weight management, we're looking at all sorts of different angles to what goes into this person as a whole. And then once we understand who the person is, what their personality is like, what their lifestyle is like, and how their problem fits into that, okay, then we take a holistic approach to figure out, okay, well, how do we unwind this? Now, sometimes the medication that they're on may be necessary for a period of time until we've built up enough health within them that they can now survive on their own without the suppressing of the symptom by taking a strong pharmaceutical medication.
Sort of weaning them off.
Right. So, and that's not up to me. That's up to their relationship with their doctor. And if their lab scores are improving to such a degree that they don't need so much drug support, the doctor better lower their medication. Or if the patient's willing, they can go talk to the pharmacist, and the pharmacist can help them to understand what the half-life is so that they can figure out what is a healthy way to get off of it. The challenge is that a lot of these drugs nowadays, they say, well, you can't ever stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes problematic because some of these drugs create other problems. And if you're creating other problems by trying to solve this problem, then that's not really helping the person at all.
No, I mean, side effects are such a huge problem with drugs. And one of the things that in your practice as an alternative healthcare practitioner, you were actually restricted from being able to prescribe medications. So that must mean that you have to find other ways to solve the problems, which means you have to look a bit deeper.
Oh, I have to look deeper. I have to go to the source of the mechanism for why the body created the symptom to begin with. And just as a brief aside, a side effect, Mark, is your body's way of telling you that what you're doing to it is the wrong answer. So anytime your body produces a side effect, take that as a strong message that your body's saying, please don't do that to us, and you need to find another way. And so doctors will give you other prescriptions to mask those side effect symptoms, and that's not really the best thing to do because now you're just overwhelming the system.
Compounding the problem. Yeah. Well, this is a great conversation, and I'm sure that some of our listeners are dealing with some of these issues where they may be taking medications that they would like to be able to get off, or they may be doing drugs that they feel are not having a positive effect on their lives, and they may have their own specific questions. And I'd like to allow you an opportunity to tell people how to reach out to you with those questions, and maybe they can find a solution that will help them.
Well, the best thing they could do is they could call me directly at area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, or they can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. I have a wealth of new practitioners that I've become acquainted with that are in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I have lots of new resources to refer to help get to the underlying cause of people's problems and to help reset how the nervous system communicates and can help you as a listener get off of some of those medications under proper supervision. So please consider contacting me. I appreciate the people who from the San Francisco Bay Area that do contact me and my ability to help facilitate their better health outcomes. And so I would ask for you to do that. And please do that as soon as you feel it's necessary to do that. So I want to thank you for tuning in this week. We are out of time. I ask you to tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.